Namaste. Welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation, and I am Sunil Rao here. As we begin today, let us remember this about attention. Our life experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is important, and most of the times we are so indifferent to it. It is as fundamental as food. And we go blundering about, seeking ways to assuage the craving, instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. Once the mechanism is brought to our attention and we begin to study it, it is as if a veil has been stripped off ordinary life, and we become freer in our action and choices. This week I bring to your attention a statement. It's a collection of statements titled Unnecessary, from the book titled Reflections. It's a collection of fables, aphorisms, and statements that challenge the conditioned mind. It confronts the reader with unaccustomed perspectives and ideas in an attempt to set the mind free, so as to see how things really are. Unnecessary. People who have organized their lives around the stability of relative ignorance regard all enterprises which do not fit in with their preconceptions as unnecessary. They seldom pause to think. Of course, that unnecessary is the ideal term to preserve ignorance and especially timorousness. If the good Lord had expected us to fly, He would have given us wings. These are the very same people who would have called scientific research unnecessary if they couldn't understand it within their own logic system. But who would rush for antibiotics as soon as someone else had developed them. It is unnecessary for the monkey to start to believe that bananas could be cultivated, not just collected, because he's a monkey. It is unnecessary for the savage to question whether fire is not occasionally sent down from heaven by a thunder god, or whether he could make it, because he is a savage. It is unnecessary for a child to believe that we have to earn a living because he is still a child, even if he has to grow up. It is unnecessary for the adult to believe that he needs intellectual education if he is a manual laborer. It is unnecessary for the educated man to believe that he may need a different or higher form of education because he already defines his state as the best or highest. But nobody can stop the process of learning real questioning, even if only because our ancestors started on this course many thousands of years ago. They set us on this course and we cannot escape from it. I'm sure you will enjoy reading this book. The ones who do not have can always click on the link below. That is, if you can see the link, buy a copy and enjoy reading it with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. Great fun. Fables, aphorisms, statements challenging the status quo. Concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog post and or listen to the episodes each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest that you do and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time, stay safe and healthy and have a good day. Thank you very much. Namaste.